With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. You know that feeling when you're just constantly giving, 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 but it feels like you never get anything back? Ever find yourself saying yes to things you really don't want to do just because you feel pressured? Well, friends, today we're diving into a crucial topic. Setting healthy boundaries. Because let's be real, life can feel like one giant game of Jenga, and if we're not careful, those tough building skills might lead to a total collapse. We all want to be good people, helpful, supportive friends and family members, but there comes a point where yes starts feeling more like no, and that, my friends, is when it's time to build some solid boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal invisible fence. They define what's okay and what's not okay for you. They protect your energy, your time, your sanity, all the good stuff. Now, before we dive into these five golden rules, remember this. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It's about honoring your needs and creating a life that feels authentic to you. Okay, let's get down to business. Here are five key takeaways that will help you build those healthy boundaries like a boss. 1. Identify your needs. This is the foundation, folks. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what you actually need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Maybe it's constant phone calls from certain people, maybe it's taking on too many projects at work, or maybe it's feeling obligated to attend every social gathering. Figure out those red flags and write them down. They are your clues. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what your needs are, it's time to speak up. And no, I don't mean screaming, I need space. Like a toddler throwing a tantrum, though sometimes that feels good, right? Practice saying no politely but firmly. You can say things like, I really appreciate you asking, but I have other commitments right now, or that sounds interesting, but it's not something I'm able to take on at the moment. Remember, a clear and direct approach is always best. 3. Be consistent. Here's the thing about boundaries. They require consistency. If you say no one day and cave in the next, people will start to see right through your fence. Stay true to your needs, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. It takes practice, but trust me, it gets easier. 4. Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for setting a boundary. A simple no, thank you is perfectly sufficient. Don't feel pressure to justify yourself or make excuses. Remember, your needs are valid. 5. Take care of yourself. This one might seem obvious, but it's worth repeating. Setting boundaries is an act of self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, things that bring you joy and help you recharge. When you prioritize yourself, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and confidence. Think about a situation where you felt pressure to say yes when you really wanted to say no. Maybe it was a friend constantly asking for favors, or a coworker piling on extra tasks at the last minute. Remember that feeling? That tight chest, the sinking stomach? Now imagine yourself saying no with confidence and clarity. How would that feel? Picture this. You're invited to a party you really don't feel like attending. Instead of making excuses or feeling obligated, you politely decline and offer a genuine reason like, thanks for the invite, but I have a quiet night planned. You feel a sense of relief wash over you, knowing that you honored your own needs and preferences. That's the power of boundaries. So remember, setting healthy boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It takes practice, courage, and self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth it. When you establish clear limits, you create space for authenticity, growth, and genuine connections. You become the architect of your own life, designing a world where you feel empowered, respected, and fulfilled. Now, go out there and build those boundaries like a boss. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder about prioritizing themselves. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback keeps this Brainstorm Boost train rolling. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and most importantly, keep being you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.